makeshift restaurants, bars, and even sales points of the highly cherished locally brewed liquor, Bilibili. If gold digging could be considered here as a means to tackle poverty by those involved in this activity in Bay, there is the flip side of it. Come to think of it, thousands of hectares of arable land are being steadily transformed into quarries. While there is a drastic drop in the quantity of yams produced in the subdivision, which before now was known to be a huge production basin of yams and other tubers. Children and adolescents engaged in this risky activity are certainly tasting quick cash, but sad enough, they are indulging in alcohol consumption, cigarette smoking and other vices that day in, day out become serious obstacles to parental control. Judging from the experience noticed so far in other artisanal mining sites like those of Betaroya and Kete in the East Region of Cameroon, it's feared that a good number of these children might not return to school come September 2024. There is therefore an urgent need for the government to step in before it becomes too late. Not only does the education of the young people involved in the illegal activity risk being jeopardized, but worse still, there is looming danger in the trenches where lives can be lost if adequate measures are not taken.
Kelvin Bunda, station manager of the Adamawa Regional Station of the CRT.